If you can't afford a meal, you volunteer for that meal.
What options do customers have if they choose to work for their meals?
They could bus tables, they can wait tables, they can host the dishwashing. It's constant cleaning. It's a full-service restaurant. So anything you would picture in a restaurant going on when you're dining, we need all that done on a daily basis.
People can also choose to pay a suggested menu price and then leave money to pay it forward. How does that work?
Yeah, the pay it forward is essentially a tip. The normal restaurant is 15 to 20% typically is your tip. Our average is at least 41% or higher. The community's really gotten behind this idea that they can come in, have a very good, fresh, affordable meal, and be able to help their neighbor in need by maybe just paying for an additional meal on top of what they've already gotten.
Can you give me some examples of what's on the menu?
We have gourmet pizzas, very nice healthy salads, gourmet burgers, fish tacos, things like that. All those items are $6, which is, for the quality of food you get, it's very, very affordable, which is a concept that we wanted to create to deal with food insecurity.
Now, you've worked as a chef in some very well-known upscale restaurants like The Precinct in Cincinnati. What inspired you to make the switch to a smaller, community-centric place like One Bistro?
I'm very passionate about food. I'm very passionate about food insecurity. And even in my executive chef career, I always worked in soup kitchens or worked directly with the food bank there in Cincinnati. Right now, the area we're in, Dayton, Ohio, is ranked fourth amongst American cities in food hardship. It's prompted me to put my life into action where I can use my talents for the greater good.
Besides the restaurant aspect, is there anything else that One Bistro does in the community?
We do a mentoring program. Right now we're mentoring five other nonprofit organizations to open their own community cafes. We do a free community meal on Wednesday nights from 5 to 7, and we typically do between 100 and 140 people at those meals. It's a great chance to build relationships. The food is what brings people in, but it's the relationship building that has been kind of the thing that I had to step back and go, wow, this is really a place where people can come together.
With a postcard from Dayton, Ohio, I'm Sarah Dreibelbiss.